Sunny 101.3.
And again, welcome back here to Tri-County High School. Starting lineup tonight for the visitors for the Johnson Brock Eagles for Coach Mitchell Atkinson. It'll be 5'8 sophomore Brooklyn Behrens, 5'5 senior Hallie Rasmussen, 5'8 junior Natalie Knippelmeyer, 5'4 sophomore Chloe Weiss, and 5'11 sophomore Taryn Ottoman. For Lewison and Coach Kyle Ash tonight, it will be a 5'8 senior Caitlin Sanders, 5'8 senior Emma DeConing, 5'5 senior Carly Wires, 5'9 senior Megan Sanders, and 5'7 freshman Madeline Jansen. That's your starting five tonight for the Lewiston Tigers. They are the home team tonight in this ball game. They are going to introduce the starters with the crowd on hand here. And there we go, getting everything wrapped up. Coming up later tonight is the boys' last semifinal game. That'll pit Tri-County, the number one seed in the tournament, and they'll be taking on the Friend Bulldogs. And we should be about ready to go here. Seeing the Lewiston Tigers now as we get set to go here again. Fall City is taking on Auburn tonight up in Murdoch. They game over on KTNC right now. And they are getting ready to go into the fourth quarter there with Auburn up 37-27 over Fall City. So the Tigers got a hill to climb tonight up at Murdoch. They'll play either for third or for the championship coming up on Saturday up at Murdoch. Auburn boys will play semifinal round action tomorrow night. You'll hear that game here on Sunny 101.3 tomorrow night as the Auburn Bulldogs play in semifinal round action. We're ready to go here, and we have the center circle occupied, and it will be Johnson Brock. Controlling the tip is Taryn Ottoman. Says, I'll take care of that. And the ball goes inside, knocked away, stolen by Lewiston. Ball ends up in the hands of Carly Wires. Wires will bring it up the floor for Lewiston. Lewiston with just three players on the bench, just eight on the varsity. And now the ball goes in, stolen away by Ottoman. Ottoman throws it ahead, and it is saved, maybe? Yeah, no, but it goes to Lewiston, saved inbound, but Lewiston comes up with the ball for the Lewiston Tigers. All right, now we've got a ball turned over by Lewiston. So it's going to be Johnson Brock ball early on here. Looking for our first points, Ottoman with the ball on the right side. Down the lane she goes, makes a little head and shoulder fake, can't get it, got the rebound, had the ball stripped away. And now here comes Lewiston to the front. Caitlin Sanders all the way in. Rolls it up. Won't go. Rebound Ottoman. Ottoman gets the ball ahead and up the floor. And a left-hand layup at the other end. Up and good for Brooklyn Behrens. In the ball quickly to Caitlin Sanders. Getting some pressure defense. Now throws it to the front court. Hands the ball forward to Megan Sanders. Megan off the right side, and here's a three ball up and off the rim. No good by Carly Wires. Rebound picked off there by Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens right side with the pass to Chloe Weiss. Weiss passes it off, gets it back, top of the key, left side. She goes now for Hallie Rasmussen. Hallie floating left, throws the ball right, inside it goes, and over the front edge. No good by Behrens. And the rebound brought down by Lewiston. Out of there with it comes Sanders. That rebound grabbed up by Emma DeConing. Working the ball out top on a 2-0 ball game with 2 minutes gone by the Lewiston Tigers. Crossover dribble by Caitlin Sanders. Down the ball, left side, Megan Sanders looking. Pass the ball off. Now they go inside. Caitlin tips it out to Megan. Into the paint, across the free throw line, and now they'll reset the offense. Caitlin Sanders out top to the left side to Megan. She's on the wing. She goes baseline. Cut off there. Double team. Gets the ball away to Carly Wires. Back to Sanders. Three-pointer on the way. No good for Megan Sanders. Rebound grabbed up. Natalie Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer up the floor on the left side. Leaves the ball off there for Rasmussen. Rasmussen cross court. Now to Weiss. Chloe Weiss in the corner to Knippelmeyer, and she hits the string from three-point range. It's 5-0. Johnson Brock, that was on the right side on the three-point line. Here we come the other way now. Tigers have the ball down 5-0. 3 minutes gone by here. Now back out. Three-pointer for Lewiston on the rim. No good. Ottoman, the rebound. The shot put up there by Lewiston, by Carly Wires. Ottoman picks up another rebound and now gives the ball ahead. Hallie Rasmussen. Hallie Holman looking, throws across to Weiss. High post, free throw line. Ottoman dumps underneath, tipped away. Stolen, here comes Lewiston. Kaylin Sanders has it knocked away from behind. Good hustle back there by Behrens. Or there by Ottoman. And it's going to be Lewiston ball right in front of the Johnson Brock bench. Ball comes in to Kaitlyn Sanders. She'll go to Megan Sanders. Megan will fire three from the left side. Nope. And the rebound down to Behrens again. Behrens running it up the floor into the middle. Knocked away. Picked it up on her knees. Gets the ball away to Weiss again. Right side in the corner. Outlet pass stolen away. Knocked loose by Kaitlyn Sanders. And we're going to have a held ball or a foul. We're going to have a foul on Johnson Brock here. That foul will go on Chloe Weiss, trying to get that ball back into Eagle possession. So here comes the front court. Lewiston down 5-0, halfway through the first quarter here. Skip the ball over the right side. Three ball on the way up. No good by Kaitlyn Sanders. Ottoman with another rebound. Ahead it goes to Behrens. Leaves it back now for Rasmussen. To Weiss, looking underneath. Ottoman with the assist. A bucket underneath. Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens with it. To the front. The Tigers have it. They go inside. For Emma DeKonig, knocked away. Weiss with the steal. Cross court. Layup running up and good for Behrens. She's got six, and it's 9-0 at the 3:09 mark of quarter number one. Up the floor, Sanders ahead over on the right side. Wires moving in. Double team gets the ball in the paint, and we got a bucket there for Lewiston. Kaitlyn Sanders took the pass on the right side of the lane and able to lay it off the glass for two. 9-2 is our score. Timeout, Johnson Brock with 2:47 to go. In quarter number one, we'll take a 30 and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Where does the money go when you invest with Frontier Bank? We'll show you. An ag loan goes to an area farmer to plant a crop. A commercial loan goes to a local merchant to expand their business and create new jobs. A mortgage goes to a young couple for their first home to help them raise a family. With Frontier Bank, your investment dollar stays right here in our local area. It's vital for the local economy. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
9-2, the lead to the Johnson Brock Eagles here. 2:47 to go in this first period. It's Johnson Brock ball. Okay, there we go. Johnson Brock ball. Throw it up the floor. Behrens makes the catch. Had a shorter defender on her. All the way in for the layup is good for Brooklyn Behrens. The sophomore's got eight already. It's 11-2. Johnson Brock. Ball swiped away. Weiss knocks it loose. Stolen by Anna Lillinus, who's into the ball game. Off to Weiss. Give the ball back to Ottoman. Free throw line being crowded there. Gets the ball off now to her teammate, Hallie Rasmussen. Now Ottoman out of the free throw line level. Pass underneath. Ball knocked away from Chloe Weiss. Lewiston brings off the bench Delaney Curry. Curry back into the ball game now for the first time. Bounce pass in for Ottoman. Ball knocked loose. It's off the Eagles. And it will be Lewiston basketball. Lewiston ball with 2:15 to go here in period number one. They're down by nine. Full court pressure shown here by the Eagles. Pass to the middle, up the floor, Caitlin Sanders. She does everything well. Goes in, shoots it, missed it. Tie up on the rebound between Sanders and Rasmussen. This time it stays on this end with the Lewiston Tigers. We sit at the south end of the gym here, looking north. About 4 or 5 feet above the playing floor. Sanders for three. That was Caitlin. Couldn't connect. And the rebound grabbed up by Lillinus. Should get it to Vice, and Vice comes up the floor. Chloe looking, working to the right side. Now throws left to Lillinus. Lillinus back to the right. Throws the ball inside. Behrens bounced it in. Knocked away by Lewiston. Picked up across the floor there by Rasmussen. Down to Behrens, left hand on the lane, up, no good. Ottoman with her fifth rebound already in this ball game. They'll reset the offense with 90 seconds to go in the quarter. And Sanders, man, Caitlin Sanders with a steal. Bumped up, good, count it. A steal, a layup, and a free throw coming for Caitlin Sanders. She's got four, looking for five here. That foul on Chloe Vice is her second. Both of the fouls in the ball game called on Chloe Vice, and she comes out of the game with a not so happy look on her face. I think she's a little bit perturbed with herself for committing a second foul. Into the ball game comes Brooklyn Buckmeyer, a 5'8" sophomore. Caitlin Sanders at the line, free throw up, won't go. Rebound, Ottoman grabs up another one. I'm not going to have room for all her rebounds on my little chart here. Up the floor on the right side now with the basketball. It'll be Rasmussen. Take the ball across the floor. And now give the ball away. Buckmeyer down on the left side with it. Rasmussen double teamed on the baseline. And we're going to have a held ball. We do, and that will stay with Johnson Brock this time at their far end down there. Ready once again. Inbounding will be the Eagles out top with it. Rasmussen over, and the shot put up by Lillinus. Up and a drive, a left-hand layup attempt. No good by Behrens. Rebound Ottoman, and she puts it back up and in. Her first 2 points to go along. There's seven rebounds already here in quarter number one. Up the floor with it, Caitlin Sanders. Right side, and a three-point shot is up. Too strong by Wires. Rebound is grabbed there by Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Ahead, Behrens with 26 on the clock. Gives the ball off. Rasmussen from 16, up and good. Allie Rasmussen with two. And it's 15-4. Johnson Brock, 14 on the clock. Megan Caitlin Sanders, rather, up the floor. And the ball taken away by Ottoman. Six on the clock to Behrens. Forcing the action all the way in and draws a foul. She'll go to the line to shoot two with 3 seconds to go. The foul will go on Megan Sanders. First foul of the game on her. First foul of the game on Lewiston. Free throw. Behrens on the way up and good for the lefty. She'll get another one here. Ready to go. Second free throw coming up here. It's up. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound brought down by Lewiston. But that will end the first quarter. 16-4. Johnson Brock with the lead after one. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Marmon City Supply. We take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Partisan Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply,
We take good care of you.
Farman City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
This is Sunny 101.3.
After one here at the Pioneer Conference semifinal girls game, Johnson Brock leading 16-4 over the Lewiston Tigers. It will be Lewiston basketball to start this second quarter. Lewiston ball, and Caitlin Sanders dribbles it up the floor. Into the game is Natalie Clark for Johnson Brock. She and Ottoman, a imposing pair on the inside for Johnson Brock. We have a foul called on Natalie Clark. Team foul number 3. Free throw line up and no good. That again is Caitlin Sanders at the line, shooting 2 this time. One more coming here. On the way up, and good, got it. He's got all 5 Lewiston points, but they're down by 11, 16-5. The ball's in the backcourt. Ottoman leans through, pass stolen, and a layup good by Caitlin Sanders. Now she's got all 7. Down to a 9-point lead. Here's a full court pressure. Comes into Barron. She'll get it away to Ottoman, being forced to the sideline. Just keeps on dribbling, and a foul will be called on Carly Wires. Her first, team foul number 2. All of our games on the World Wide Web, mscsports.net. Hit the listen live button. Pick KLZA or KTNC, whichever game you want to listen to. Here's a shot for 3. No good. Saved in by Natalie Knippelmeyer. The first shot put up there by Brooklyn Buckmeyer. And the ball ends up out of bounds off of Johnson Brock. Lewiston will get the ball in, and Caitlin Sanders will bring it up the floor. Now to Megan. Now ahead, the ball goes to Wires. Wires on the right wing, moving the ball around the perimeter. Megan Sanders again, hold it, now pass off to Wires. Wires will reset out top. Now Caitlin Sanders to Megan in the free throw circle. And no shot there available. And we'll go the other way now. Tigers pass the ball back around the perimeter to the left side this time. With it, Emma DeKoenig. And the pass, airmailed, out of bounds, too high. Nobody can get up to that one. And it will be Johnson Brock basketball off the turnover. Lewiston will bring into the contest now Delaney Curry again. And the ball ahead up to Ottoman. Puts her head down, heads for the basket, nearly lost the dribble. Now a held ball will save a Johnson Brock on their end. 6:37 to go in the half. And now get the ball from the official underneath their own basket. Bring the ball in there, and now take it down to Brooklyn Barron. She's got 9 points. Takes the ball inside to Clark. Can't get it. Ottoman the rebound. Miss it. Ottoman the rebound. Foul. All right, now I have 9 rebounds in the game for Taryn Ottoman. That's a pretty good bunch. And we got 6:29 to play in the first half. Ottoman at the free throw line now. Shooting 2. Free throw up, good. That gives her 4 points in the ball game. Looking for 5 here, making her 3 points. Excuse me. Second one on the way. It's up. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound. Megan Sanders had it, saved it in from going out of bounds. She lost control of it. Ahead now to Caitlin Sanders, and we've got a held ball after a tie-up out at midcourt. Ottoman got out there and messed things up. for the proceeding Tiger team. Slowed him down. And now it'll be Caitlin Sanders working around the perimeter. Gives the ball up there to Wires. Wires passes off, gets it right back. Bounce pass inside. That will go to Sanders. That's Megan. Now to Wires. Runner from the right side. Up and good. So 2 points there for Wires. And 17-9. Underneath Clark with the left hand on the run-out layup. The assist to Behrens. Clark with the two-pointer. 19-9. Johnson Brock with the lead. Up the floor the other way. Wires with it. Wires looks, passes off, and it is Caitlin Sanders. Can't connect. And the ball ends up in the hands of Ottoman. That's 10 rebounds already. Out top with it. Brooklyn Buckmeyer, pass to the corner. And losing her balance and stepping out of bounds, Natalie Knippelmeyer. Out of the game comes Brooklyn Buckmeyer. She'll be replaced by starter Hallie Rasmussen back in there. All right, back we come to the front court with Caitlin Sanders handling the ball for Lewiston. And we've got a reach-in foul on Natalie Knippelmeyer. Her first, team foul number 4 on Johnson Brock. The Johnson Brock Eagles, they're the visitors in this ball game. So the Tigers bring it in once again. Caitlin Sanders, 7 points here in the first half. 7 of the 9 for the Tigers. Out to the top of the basketball. Wires passes off. Now with it, Megan Sanders, right corner, wanting a three-point attempt. Couldn't get it away in time. And now it's Ottoman with the steal, and then it's taken back. She stole the ball, and then she got fouled. So Ottoman with her third steal. Go along with her 10 rebounds, and the foul is on Megan Sanders, her second. Team foul number 3. Full court pressure by Lewiston. Lobbed the ball in, tipped away, out of bounds off of Lewiston on the sideline at midcourt. So Johnson Brock will inbound from midcourt now. They'll bring it up the floor. Behrens with it. Off the left side, Rasmussen to Behrens. High post, Ottoman. Turns. Looks, nobody there. She'll drive down the lane, fire it, no. Off the mark, and the ball ends up hitting the end line, apparently out of bounds, and it'll be Lewiston ball. 10-point advantage, Johnson Brock, 19-9. 4:25 left in the first half here. All right, we come back to live action here. Take the ball cross court. With it, inside to Megan Sanders. Megan Sanders dishes the ball off, gets it right back again. And now throws it away, gets it back again. They work it around the perimeter of the defense. Take the ball to the right side, and it's Caitlin Sanders. Three ball, right corner, up and good. She's got 10, and it's 22-9. Here's the ball stolen by the Tigers. They get it to Caitlin Sanders. She goes attacking from the left side, lays it up. She's got a dozen. It is now 22-12. According to my swear, that's right, 22-12. They didn't put the points up. The lead to Johnson Brock. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, we got the scoreboard corrected now. It's 19-14. Johnson Brock with the lead. The Eagles jumped out to a 9-0 lead in this ball game. Since then, pretty even. 14-10 Lewiston. After that 9-0 run, they have now outscored Johnson Brock 14-10. Leading the way is Caitlin Sanders with a dozen of those 14. It's Johnson Brock ball from the end, pressure defense. Coming across the floor to the front court, Rasmussen now double teamed right at midcourt. Gets the ball over the top to Knippelmeyer. Drives up, shoots, no rebound. Ottoman, put back is good. She's got five in the ball game now. And yet another rebound. And the ball is knocked out of bounds away from Lewiston. And it's going to be Johnson Brock ball. Natalie Clark checks out of the contest. Back in is Chloe Weiss. Take the ball to the right side. Inside to Behrens. Playing the low post. It ricochets off her. Tipped away by Lewiston. And the Tigers turn it over. Behrens with the takeaway. Get the ball across the lane to Weiss. She can't connect. Behrens with the rebound. And Behrens with the putback. She's got 11 in the ball game now. 2:50 to play. The lead is 9. Throw it ahead up the floor to Madeline Jansen. Out top. Now it'll be Sanders. Megan Sanders now right side. Pulls up and the shot blocked by Taryn Ottoman. 2:41 to go. Inbounding Lewiston underneath their own bucket. Out it goes to Caitlin Sanders. She'll get the ball away there to Wires. Back to Sanders. Sanders looking for a teammate to pass to. Gets the ball away there to Emma DeKoenig. Then gets it right back. Now Megan Sanders into Kaylin. Back to Megan for three. Too strong, and the board comes down to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer up the floor to Behrens. Behrens at the top of the key, works it right side, a drive and a pull-up jumper, no good by Knippelmeyer. Loose ball rebound, they're chasing it down, and a foul. Oh, I think it's three on Chloe Weiss. Coming out of there, chasing and scrambling after that basketball, and she picked up her third foul of the ball game with 2:04 to go here in the first half. She's got three of the five fouls for Johnson Brock. As I said, you don't want to hoard them up from one player there. Out of the left side, it's Megan Sanders to Caitlin Sanders. Left side, back out top they go. Caitlin Sanders, we're crunching the 5'8 senior, Megan 5'9. And now, get the ball away. Back to Caitlin Sanders and back to Megan. Back to Caitlin, right side, down to the corner for three. It's up. No good by Wires, tipped around by Megan Sanders. She gets the ball off to Wires. They play catch with it. Now Megan Sanders back to Wires, drives up, pulls up, runner won't go, and the rebound grabbed by Chloe Weiss. In there, staying in with the three fouls. 1:18 to go. Behrens out on the right side, a three-pointer, no good. Brought down on the rebound by Megan Sanders. And a run-out layup, no good by Caitlin Sanders. Ends up with her own rebound. Goes in, got mugged, no call. Twice the rebound. Away up the floor goes Knippelmeyer. They are letting him play. I won't even say that was a foul. It was just a lot of contact. And they just let them go, and that's fine. As long as you play them all the same way, wonderful. Three-pointer on the way, no rebound. Follow-up, no good by Knippelmeyer. And Ottoman with a rebound and a putback. No good, but a foul, and should go to the line. As she now has 12 rebounds on the night. And a foul on Emma DeKoenig, her first team foul, number five. Ottoman at the line, free throw up and off the mark, no good. She's got 5 points in the ball game so far. In comes Brooklyn Buckmeyer for Johnson Brock. Weiss will sit down with three fouls. He's feeling a little picked on, I think, at the moment. Free throw up. Free throw good. 40 seconds to go in the first half. 24-14. Johnson Brock with a 10-point advantage here. Up the floor comes Caitlin Sanders. Moving over to the right side. Give the ball up there now to Megan Sanders. Back to Caitlin. Right side baseline. Now to the wing. Dribbles with 21 seconds to go in the half. Take it out. now. Caitlin Sanders dribbles the ball off to Wires. Wires back to Caitlin. Wide open for a tray on the rim. No. Rebound offensive end. Put back no good by DeKoenig. Rebound out of there by Buckmeyer. Two on the clock. Behrens will fire it up and missed it from just beyond the three-point line after one half of play at Tri-County. In the girls' semifinal, Johnson Brock, 24, and the Lewiston Tigers, 14. We'll be back and give you the first half score as part of the Highland Community College halftime report coming up in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold. An equal housing opportunity.
Fast Global Solutions. Global presence with small town spirit.
Join the FAST team and build products that keep the world moving. Ground support equipment for major airlines, conveying equipment that helps move packages from store to your door. Full benefits packages plus FAST contributes an extra 20% of your annual pay to your ESOP retirement account. Learn more at workatfast.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to halftime at Tri-County High School, our girls' semifinal. Our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. It's close to home but far from debt. You can find out more at highlandcc.edu. Halftime score 24-14, Johnson Brock girls leading the Lewiston Tigers here tonight. In the first half for Lewiston, they have a dozen points by Caitlin Sanders and two for Carly Wires. They are 1-for-3 at the free throw line. Megan Sanders, the only person with more than one foul in the ball game. For Johnson Brock in the first half, Brooklyn Behrens, 11 points. 6 for Taryn Ottoman to go along with a dozen rebounds in the first half. 3 points, Natalie Knippelmeyer, and 2 each for Hallie Rasmussen and Natalie Clark. 24-14, our score. 3 fouls on Chloe Vines for Johnson Brock. Nobody else with more than one. Final score at the East Central Nebraska Conference tonight in girls' semifinal round action. The Auburn Bulldogs avenge their loss a week or so ago to Fall City. Final 47-34. Auburn will play for the conference championship Saturday night at 6 o'clock against either Weeping Water or Elmwood Murdoch. Fall City will play for third at 2 o'clock on Saturday. And our games here at Tri-County earlier today. In overtime, Lord Central Catholic girls beat Sacred Heart 41-40 after trailing by 10 points at halftime. They came back and won the game, outscoring the Irish 26-16 in quarters 3 and 4 tonight. And in the boys' game, a semifinal just completed here a little bit ago, it was Johnson Brock 60 and Fall City Sacred Heart 46. The Johnson Brock boys advance into the final Saturday. And the Sacred Heart boys will play for third place Saturday afternoon. That's our Highland Community College halftime report. Close to home, far from debt. Highland Community College, find out more at highlandcc.edu. edu. Right now, we'll take a two-minute break, check in with the weather forecast, hear from more responders, then be back with the second half on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Beck & Call wants to make sure you stay safe and warm this winter. Beck & Call of Falls City has 14 years of HVAC experience, servicing all brands. As your local Daikin dealer, Daikin is an industry leader towards a future of heating and cooling for quiet, efficient, safe, and easily controlled and affordable systems. Instant rebates and financing is available. Contact Adam with Beck & Call LLC in Falls City at 402-883-7700 or find Beck & Call on Facebook for efficient and reliable HVAC sales and service. Beck & Call, your local Daikin HVAC dealer.
Meteorology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Mainly clear tonight with a low of 6 above. Winds out of the north 8 to 15 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 30. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 21. Dry with temps well above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the upper 40s to the low 50s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Chris McCorney, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're Community Medical Center, every day making a difference.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome to U.S. Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At U.S. Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. U.S. Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For U.S. Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
I better not have stuff in my teeth.
We welcome you back here. It's halftime of our girls' game in the semifinals between the Johnson-Brock Eagles tonight and the Lewiston Tigers. Again, it is halftime here, and that's rapidly wrapping up here. A few seconds to go here at the halftime break. We'll have coverage tomorrow night of the Auburn Bulldogs here on Sunny 101.3. The Auburn boys will be in the semifinals tomorrow of the East Central Nebraska Conference Tournament. They play at 7:30 at Freeman tomorrow night. Auburn will take on Meade. That is the number 2 seed, Meade, against number 3 seed Auburn tomorrow night. Randy Gatul will have that call. Then we'll have third place and championship games for you coming up on Saturday from both the ECNC and the Pioneer Conference tournaments on here on Sunny 101.3 and on sister station KTNC. All right, here we go. It is going to be Johnson-Brock ball. They lead it 24-14 here at halftime. Our Peru State College game of the week. Chloe Bias with 3 fouls takes the ball inside to Barron. She goes across to rather to Ottoman. It's knocked away. Now they work it around. Rasmussen to Ottoman. And now out to the top and a 3-pointer on the way. No good by Knippelmeyer. Rebound on the deck, picked up by Knippelmeyer as it came back out her way. Now Barron's in the paint, outside for 3. Rasmussen, 3-4 hops on the rim, won't go. Barron's the rebound, no. Shoots it, rebound, Barron's, no, but a foul. And the foul will go against the Lewiston Tigers, and it's going to go on Madeline Jansen, her first, team foul number 1.5. And to the free throw line, Brooklyn Barron's 11 in the ball game. Free throw up and free throw good. Welcome those of you along with us on your way back to Falls City tonight after the Irish games here earlier today. Free throw up and no. Rebound brought down out of there by Megan Sanders. Sanders will give it up to her twin, Caitlin Sanders. Now up the floor on the right side. Back inside they go. Posting up Megan to Caitlin down the lane. Right side up and good. She's got 14 in the ball game. It's 25-16. The lead is 9 for Johnson-Brock. They started out with a 9-0 run to start the ball game. Up the floor, tipped away, stolen by Wires. Wires ahead, Megan Sanders reaching in as she chases her down as Brooklyn Barron's. Caught her from behind, got the hand on the basketball. Held ball will stay on that end with the Lewiston Tigers now. So Lewiston inbound on the baseline, bringing it into Caitlin Sanders. She'll dribble around a defender with a pick and now out top. Now gets it back from Wires, looking, Caitlin Sanders, inside, hit Vice. She ended up with Johnson-Brock with the ball, the pass went, hit Vice in the leg, now she comes up the floor with it after they finally got it corralled. And now a bounce pass in to Ottoman, knocked loose from behind, and now another held ball, and that one's going to stay down here with Johnson-Brock. Okay. A lot of scrambling going on right now. Lewiston trying to turn up the defense, which they need to do. The ball comes in to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer with the basketball in, and Ottoman gets the bucket. That gives her 8 in the ball game, and up the floor we come with an 11-point lead for Johnson-Brock. Caitlin Sanders to the front on the left side. Reverses, works back out between the circles. Left side with the pass. Now to DeKonig. Back to Sanders. Caitlin. Bounce pass into Megan at the free throw line. Back to Caitlin. Drives left. Pulls up. 17 feet away. Nothing but net. 16 now for Caitlin Sanders on the night. 27-18. Here's Ottoman with the bounce pass ahead and a layup. Good for Knippelmeyer. Her second hoop. She's got 5. And it's 29-18, 5.5 to play in the third. Moving the ball from the right to the left. Megan Sanders with it. Holding the ball up over on the left side. And now it gets it to Caitlin Sanders once again. Take the ball over right corner. Megan Sanders looks. Now she'll dribble up a step. Leave the ball off there for Wires. Wires inside out. Now Wires gets it back for 3. No, and the rebound to Barron's. Barron's ahead, up the floor now with it. Vice too tall on the pass and too long, and now it's going to be Lewiston basketball. So the ball comes inbound to Caitlin Sanders. She'll head up the floor with it. Now to the right side with the ball. It's going to be ahead to Wires. Wires pass taken away, stolen on the run. Knippelmeyer the other way. Pulls up and shot blocked by Caitlin Sanders. She comes down with the basketball. She moves ahead and a blocking foul will be called on the Eagles. Hallie Rasmussen, who protests to her coach and teammates as she gets up off the floor. To no avail. They couldn't do anything about it. Her first team foul number three of the half on Johnson Brock. 29-18, an 11-point Johnson Brock lead. About the area we've been in, 9 to 11 to 12 points most of the game. And down on the right side, the Tigers play catch with it. Inside, Caitlin Sanders back out to the right corner. Three ball up and down. That will be Megan Sanders with a triple, her first points of the night. And it's 29-21, ahead to Ottoman, to Weiss. Weiss in the corner, and now a three-pointer for Knippelmeyer. Won't go. Follow shot, Rasmussen, won't go. And a tie-up on the rebound will go to Lewiston. Into the game comes Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Now for Johnson Brock. Sitting down will be Rasmussen. She's looking for a seat or a water bottle or something. There we go. Finally, teammates, oh, I got it here. Up the floor, Caitlin Sanders caught, gets the ball away. Timeout called by Lewiston. Otherwise, it's going to be a 5-second call. 29-21, Johnson Brock the lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back. Here we are at Tri-County High School. And the lead belongs to the Johnson Brock Eagles, 29-21 in a girls' semifinal. Fall City and Auburn played in the East Central Nebraska Conference Tournament tonight, semifinals. Auburn was the winner in that game over Fall City tonight. Final score in that contest was 47-34, Auburn with the win. All right, after the timeout, it's Lewiston basketball. Megan Sanders into Caitlin Sanders. 3:45 and the clock winding here in the third quarter. An 8-point advantage for Johnson Brock. Megan Sanders down in the corner to DeKoenig. Back out Caitlin Sanders. Over, Wires around the perimeter. They go to the right side. Inside out now, Megan Sanders back inside as Caitlin Sanders goes into the low post. Now they'll take it around. Caitlin Sanders back out beyond the three-point line now, top of the key. Left side to Megan, fired across the court. Now Wires thinks about it. Caitlin Sanders down the boulevard. Finger roll up and good. She's got 18. 29-23. A little reminiscent of our first game here today with a 10-point lead for the Irish at halftime. And here's a steal by Lewiston. Wire decides not to take him on. One on two, backs out. Needs help, gets to Caitlin Sanders. Now to Megan on the left side of the circle. Looking, and now goes back to Caitlin, over to Megan. Megan dribbles it down to the wing. Back out top. Wires triple up, buries it. Absolute nothing but net. Wires now with five in the ball game. 29-26. The lead is three. And timeout, Johnson Brock, 2:29 to go in the third quarter. We will be back after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks. like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Sunny, 101.3.
29-26, Johnson Brock has a three-point lead. They've led, I believe, 12 is their biggest lead of the game, I think, at this point. And now, Lewis has cut it down to just three. 18 points for Caitlin Sanders in the ball game, 18 of their 26. Brooklyn Barons has 12 to lead Johnson Brock. Bring it in up the floor. Johnson Brock ball. Buckmeyer to the right side to Knippelmeyer. Back out to Weiss. Weiss works the ball around across the lane to the right side now, beyond the 3-point line. Underneath the Barons, too tall, can't get to it. It's going to be Lewiston basketball. Good idea, just couldn't connect. Now Johnson Brock showing full court pressure here. Into Caitlin Sanders. Knippelmeyer guards her up the floor. Ahead on the right side now to Wires. The Tigers could tie it with a long ball here. Megan Sanders with it. Right side, inside now it goes. Megan Sanders got a big bump. Got the ball away to a teammate. Wires inside it goes there for DeKonig. Throws the ball across the lane over to the other side to Jansen. And now back down to Megan Sanders. Out top, Wires. Right side on the baseline. Dribbles, drives, pulls up, and the ball as she tried to pass out is stolen by Weiss. Weiss up the road. Did she double dribble? She did. Nobody saw it. And we got a foul called on Lewiston's Emma DeKonig. I'm not sure if she did or not, but it looked she was running right at us as we sit on the end of the floor, and it looked like she got both hands on the ball at the same time. She got ahead of the pack and all the officials. I don't think anybody could see that very well if that's what indeed happened. Free throw for Chloe Weiss on the way up. No good. Buckmeyer comes out of the ball game now for Johnson Brock. Back in Rasmussen. The Eagles trying to make it a two-possession game. New free throw, no. And Lewiston about has two players bump each other into a travel, but didn't happen. Caitlin Sanders will get the ball, and now she'll come up the floor with it. Guarded there by, that is Knippelmeyer on the defense. Johns Brock's extending that defense out for the tie. Too strong. Barons can't come up with the rebound off the miss by Wires. Barons gets it, heads up the floor now. Inside, left hand, and traveling the call. Underneath in the paint, one too many steps. 1 minute to go here in the third. Caitlin Sanders looks like she's getting a little worn out. She don't think she's came out any time in this ballgame. As I said, Lewis has only got three bench players. And now up the floor, Wires didn't take a three. Caitlin Sanders down the lane, up, no, couldn't get it to go, but she got fouled and will go to the line for two more free throws. That will be Brooklyn Barons with the foul, her first. Team foul number two of the half, even there for both teams. So Caitlin Sanders with 18 points at the game and the game right now. Free throw up, good. That gives her 19. She is 1-2 out of 4 at the line right now. Getting set. Free throw up and bounces off, no good. And Ottoman with the rebound, her 13th of the ball game, according to my book, which isn't always right on the money, but it's close. And now coming up the floor, Johnson Brock throws it away. They misfired on the pass, too tall. So Megan Sanders will inbound to Caitlin, and she'll work the ball up the floor. Throws it up there to Wires on the right side, right in front of her bench. 30 seconds to go in the third and a two-point game, 29-27. Ball knocked loose by Weiss, fell down. Or that was not Weiss, that was 30. That was Weiss, 30, I'm sorry. Got my 30s and 20s mixed up in my brain there for a second. 17 seconds to go. Johnson Brock with the ball. Rasmussen back to Weiss. Checks the clock at 9. Holding, passing across Rasmussen. 5 on the clock. In the corner, Knippelmeyer took a step. Rasmussen fires before the buzzer sounds. They didn't get a good looking shot, but they got one off. After 3, 29-27, Johnson Brock. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Holistic remedies leave many with questions. Thanks to advances in their use, we're learning more about their benefits. Herbs and spices like ginger and turmeric, which have anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects, can boost your health and help prevent chronic disease. You have options to reclaim your health the natural way. Small changes can make a big difference for you and your family's health. Always check with your physician before taking anything new. This health tip brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
8 minutes up on the clock. That's what we have left in this ball game. Johnson Brock basketball. They have a 2-point lead. Johnson Brock has 2 timeouts left in the game. They've used 3 so far. And now here we go, back to live action. And now out top with it. Rasmussen looks, pass tip. Weiss gets it. And her pass down, stolen by Wires. And she, momentum, carries her foot to the sideline, out of bounds. Johnson Brock ball on the side. Weiss fires it across. Ottoman for 3, buried it. Left side, about 2 feet behind the line out top. Ottoman with the bucket now has 11. That's a breather for Johnson Brock, now up by 5 again, 32-27. Inside and now out. Caitlin Sanders with it. Now to Wires. Back to Caitlin, out to Wires. Couldn't make a clean catch. She had an open 3. Now Megan Sanders and Caitlin. Top of the circle to Megan Sanders. Good job of the defense, not leaving any room to shoot. Open. Pass the middle. Stolen away by the Eagles, and that's a steal for Hallie Rasmussen. Rasmussen, device in the front court. Down on the right side, and now a drive by Rasmussen. Up, no good, and a follow by Behrens won't go. Rebound, it's going to be Johnson Brock ball, yeah. Referee was turned sideways. He pointed over, he pointed right at the cheerleaders. I thought, well, it's the right team. Maybe he's trying to point south and pointed east. Here's a scramble for a loose ball. Behrens and Caitlin Sanders. And it's Lewiston ball. 6:37 left, down by 5 are the Tigers. Caitlin Sanders looks like she's about spent. Says she hasn't had a minute off. She handles the ball, does a lot of the rebounding, does a lot of things for Lewiston. Has 19 points in the ball game. Out top to Megan, back to Caitlin, holds it, looks. Works the slow dribble back toward the top in the middle. Picks up her dribble. Fires a baseball pass across. Short on the pass. Wires comes up with it. Back to Caitlin Sanders. Timeout, Lewiston. Down by 5 with 6:14 to go. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour. So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
This is Sunny 101.3.
7 for the Lewiston Tigers, 32 at the moment for the Johnson Brock Eagles. And it is Lewiston ball. They're into the court. Coach Kyle Ash figuring out good play here. All right, bring the ball in to Caitlin Sanders. Moving the ball to the left side. Directing traffic. She stops in the midcourt circle. Guarded man-to-man there by Knippelmeyer. Off to Megan Sanders. Over the top she goes with a pass to Wires. In the middle, Megan Sanders to Caitlin with the dribble. Ran into by Vyas, who fell down and hit her head. That hurt. Here's a three-pointer for Wires. Too strong. It comes down to Behrens. Behrens up the floor off the right side. Vyas driving in against three defenders. And she draws a foul and will go to the line to shoot two as the foul is on Megan Sanders. And Johnson Brock wants a shooter. Okay, next person in. Coming over to the shooter. Vyas took a hard fall down there. And got up holding her head. Now hustled down, free throw. First one no good. Second one is good. And she'll come out of the game now with a six-point lead for Johnson Brock. So back into the contest now is Buckmeyer for Johnson Brock. Caitlin all the way in for Caitlin Sanders. Went coast to coast, got all the way to the rim. Couldn't connect on the layup, and it will be Johnson Brock ball after the rebound. Take the ball the other way now. Behrens will hand it off to Buckmeyer out of the right side to Rasmussen. Skip it across, knocked away, Megan Sanders. Headed for the basket on the other end. The layup is good. Megan Sanders with five in the game, and the lead is four at the five-minute mark. High up in the backcourt, held ball goes to Johnson Brock. But Lewiston did a good job. Coach Mitchell Atkinson. Up and down the sideline he goes. Inbounding from the side will be Johnson Brock, and the pass is tipped. It gets back to the inbounder, Rasmussen. And now Behrens up the floor. Knippelmeyer, short. I think somebody got a piece of that. And now it's a rebound and headed up the court. Caitlin Sanders between two defenders. Ahead to Megan Sanders. Led her a little too far. Can't come down with it. The ball's out of bounds with 4:44 to go. Vyas right back in the ballgame for Johnson Brock for Buckmeyer. Now, Lewiston showing pressure defense here. Full court. Bring the ball into Ottoman. Ottoman will bring it up herself. 5'11", sophomore, to the front. Pass down to the corner. Knippelmeyer pulls up. Till 8-footer up and good. Natalie Knippelmeyer with 7 in the game, and the lead is 6, 35-29. Up the floor is Caitlin Clark getting ready to come in, or rather Natalie Clark. Natalie Clark getting ready to come in here for Johnson Brock on the next break in the action. Right side with it. Down in the corner to Wires on the right side. Back out top. Now in it goes. Caitlin Sanders passes off. Gets it back. Now tries the left side. Megan has it knocked loose. And they volleyball the ball back and forth. On the ground with it, Haley Rasmussen. And what do we have? A held ball that will go to Lewiston. Johnson Brock with two timeouts left. So it comes in. Caitlin Sanders. Now it goes to Megan Sanders. And now back to Caitlin. Back out to Wires. Right side at the elbow. Works the ball to the sideline to Caitlin Sanders. She'll fire it across. Stolen by Behrens. Behrens up the floor, going to wheel it out of there, back to midcourt, and reset the offense. Everybody catches up with 3.5 to play. Ottoman drives up, kicks the ball in the middle. Barron's down the lane, up, no good. Rebound out of bounds, and it belongs to Lewiston. Lewiston ball, the Johnson Brock fans here to our right. Thought perhaps a Lewiston Tiger had touched that ball. Referee did not see it that way, and it will be Tiger ball. Down by six is Lewiston. They need to get something going here. A drive and a stop, and now a bucket good. Two-pointer about 6 feet up and good on the left side by Madeline Jansen. 35-31 and a reach-in foul on Jansen as they head up the floor to Johnson Brock. Her second, team foul number four. No, they say that's three on Jansen. Okay, I'll bite. Her third foul, team foul number four is right. To the front with a four-point lead, Johnson Brock to Nippelmeyer to Weiss. Out top, around to Barron, back to Weiss. Weiss holding it, 2:45 to go. Natalie Clark moves out, gets the ball, kicks it over to the corner to Ottoman. Back out to Weiss to the left side wing, three ball up, too short, no good by Knippelmeyer. Rebound to Weiss, sure outlet pass, bounce off Clark, right back to Barron. Barron's missed it, Ottoman missed it, and now the rebound brought down by Jansen. They're going after it here in the backcourt, up the floor, and now finally they get it ahead. Timeout by Lewiston. They were going to lose on a 10-second count in the backcourt. 35-31, Johnson Brock the lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Falls City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Falls City. Call 402-245-5808.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, we're going back to live action here at Tri-County. Don't forget tomorrow ECNC dual wrestling tournament begins at 2:00 at Purchase Auditorium in Falls City. If you want to go watch some wrestling from the East Central Nebraska Conference tournament. 2 minutes to go. Lewiston ball out top of the basketball. Caitlin Sanders over to Megan for a three. Long and the rebound on the offensive end and then a foul. Weiers got the rebound. Carly had it and she got tripped up by Brooklyn Barron who picks up her second foul. Third team foul. Fourth team foul. No, that's a third on Johnson Brock. Clark comes out of the ball game. Inbounding will be Weiers. Out top, knocked loose, is going to be Caitlin Sanders with it. Off to Weiers, dribbling in, down by four. They need a bucket. And the ball scrambling again. Knocked loose in the paint. Megan Sanders out to Weiers for three. On the rim, won't go. Rebound brought down by Ottoman. That's 14 rebounds, I think I've got her for now. That's a gob and a bunch. Johnson Brock ball, 1:22 to play, and a reach-in foul. Now that's only going to be the 15 foul, so they need a couple more. Does Lewiston, that foul called on Caitlin Sanders, her first. Team foul number five. They get a foul two more times. They get to the 1-1, and the free throw drill begins. Bringing in a Knippelmeyer over to Barron's out near midcourt. Holds it, gives it away now to Rasmussen. Rasmussen back to Barron's, 1:10, the clock winding here. Moving around side to side, get the ball away. Once again, with the ball is Weiss. Into the paint and back out. Knippelmeyer dropped the ball. And timeout Johnson Brock with a minute to go. The Eagles take their fourth timeout, 59.4 seconds left. 35-31 they lead, and we're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Exercising more, eating better. quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS Insurance office to see how we can help.
This is Sunny 101.3.
All right, we have Johnson Brock with the basketball. One timeout left and a four-point lead for the Eagles. What will the Lewiston Tigers do to get this ball back? And they're going to foul. That foul will be called on Madeline Jansen. Should be her fourth foul, and it is team foul number six. They have to commit one more foul to get Johnson Brock on the line. It goes backcourt to Weiss, and there's a quick foul in the backcourt by Carly Wires, her second. And now the parade to the free throw line begins here for a little while, you would think. At the line, Chloe Weiss, 1 of 4 at the line, 1 of 2 here in the fourth quarter. So it's on the way up. It's good. And that makes it a five-point ball game, 36-31. Second one coming here for the sophomore. Fires it up. Got it. Nailed them both. And it's a six-point lead again. And Caitlin Sanders has the ball knocked away out of bounds by Knippelmeyer with 53.6 seconds to go. Back into Caitlin Sanders, up the floor with a dribble. And timeout, Lewiston. They take the timeout, down by six, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3.
We come back to action here in just a few seconds. Timeout called by Lewiston. Each team with one timeout left in this game. Lewiston needs either two threes or three quick two-pointers. And they got to stop Johnson Brock with 50.6 when they're on the offense. Inbounding will be Megan Sanders. Left side of the floor near midcourt. Passes in. Now it goes across the floor. Up the ladder on the pass. Weiss got in the way, and it goes off the fingertips of Caitlin Sanders out of bounds. Ball comes into Ottoman. Double team in the backcourt. They can't get to her. Instead, they foul Chloe Weiss again. She'll come down and shoot 1 and 1 again. Foul on Caitlin Sanders. It'll be her second. 40 seconds left. Weiss just nailed 2 in a row and has made 3 in a row here in the fourth quarter. On the way up and good. She'll have another one here, and that makes it a 3-possession game. It's 38-31. Second one up. Good. She missed her first three, but she's now made 5 in a row. Ahead to Caitlin Sanders up the floor with 37 seconds to go. Wires for 3 on the rim. Won't go. Rebound to Weiss. Headed up the floor. They're coming from behind. She stops. And we've got a push foul on Lewiston. And that's on Caitlin Sanders again, her third, all here in the fourth quarter. Last 1 and 1 of the ball game for Johnson Brock. It's up and no good. Rebound grabbed up by Emma DeKonig. Ahead, Caitlin Sanders passes off, gets it back. She'll shoot the 3 way long. Megan Sanders grabbed the rebound and had it knocked loose, and we've got a held ball that will go to Johnson Brock. And that will just about wrap this one up. Vice will trigger in for the baseline with an 8-point lead and just 15.6 seconds to go. And another quick foul by Caitlin Sanders, her fourth. But even that took a second and a half off the clock. At the line this time will be Natalie Knippelmeyer. 7 points in the ball game. Two free throws coming here. Double bonus time. It's up. It's good. Good job at the line here by Johnson Brock in the fourth quarter, preserving their lead. And they've held Lewiston in just two buckets here in the fourth period. Second one up and around the horn, no good. Megan Sanders outlet, knocked away. Megan, Caitlin Sanders ends up with it again. Wires will get it to Caitlin Sanders down the lane. Up and under she goes for the bucket. That gives her 21 in the game, and that's going to end the game. Final score, Johnson Brock 40, Lewiston 33. The Eagle girls will play for the Pioneer Conference Championship Saturday evening against Lord Central Catholic. You'll be able to hear that game Saturday night here on Sunny 101.3. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back and wrap up the ball game on Sunny 101.3.
Yeah. Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Score in our girls' semifinal, Johnson Brock 40, Lewiston 33, as the Eagles improved to 16-4 on the year. Lewiston now 13-6 on the season. Scoring in the ballgame for Johnson Brock tonight, they are led by Brooklyn Barron. She had 12 in the ballgame. She had 9 in the first quarter. Taryn Ottman had 11 points. That went along with 14 rebounds. I had it for 3 steals as well. We have 8 points for Natalie Knippelmeyer tonight, 5 for Chloe Weiss, and 2 in the ballgame each for Natalie Clark and Hallie Rasmussen. The Eagles hit 10 of 17 free throws in the ballgame, 6 of 9 in the fourth quarter. For Lewiston, 21 points for Caitlin Sanders in the ballgame. 5 for Carly Wires, 5 for Megan Sanders, and 2 for Madeline Jansen. The Tigers only got 5 free throw attempts in the game. They made 2 of them. Other games here tonight in the semifinals in the Pioneer Conference Tournament. In a boys' game, it was Johnson Brock over Sacred Heart, 60-46. Johnson Brock led by Nick Perry with 16 points and Camden Dollyhouse with 14 in the ballgame. It was Sacred Heart led by Jack Stice with 12 and 15 for Sam Dunn tonight. The Irish will play for third and Johnson Brock will play for the championship Saturday night. You'll have that game, or we'll have that game on the radio as well. The Eagles will either play French Bulldogs or the Tri-County Trojans, who are the number one seed. And in the early game today, Lord Central Catholic came from 10 down at halftime to come back to beat Sacred Heart in overtime, knocking out the top seed 41-40 in overtime. It was 11 points for Jenna Boggs and 10 for Sophia Fulton tonight. Today the Irish had 10 apiece from Delaney Witt, Jenny Gentry Lechtenberg, and also 10 for Jessica Wurtenberger in the game. So, That will wrap it up from here tonight for our studio engineer, Logan Carpenter. I'm John Nick. I'll give you one more score. Auburn beat Fall City in girls semifinal action at the East Central Conference Tournament tonight. That score was 47-34. Auburn tomorrow night on Sunny 101.3. It will be Auburn boys playing in the semifinals against Meade. That's a 7:30 start time tomorrow night here on Sunny 101.3. So that will wrap it up. We'll talk to you coming up. I'll talk to you on Saturday with more basketball from here at Tri-County. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.